Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sounds like an echo, doesn't it? Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Rob Jollis is here. He's a longtime 13-plus year member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including The Way of the Road Warrior and his book, Customer-Centered Selling. Did I say that right? I don't have it in front of me. I think somebody's borrowed that book, Rob.
Customer-Centered Selling. That is customer-centric, but let's stay with centered on this
There
one.
You go. And then the new book, which is just taking everybody by storm, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. What's this influence thing all about? When I talk about selling and when I've trained people over the years to sell, as you and I both go back, we're both former Xeroids, having been worked for Xerox for many years ago. Selling is about influencing people, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, thanks for having me on for 13 years. But the best part about thing that I like talking about you with, Jim, is that you get it. In other words, you're not afraid of the word influence.
No.
I can't tell you how many interviews I'm doing now where people are almost aggressive in terms of, I don't understand why we have to influence people.
So you're saying, wait a minute, you're saying they're being aggressive about their passiveness?
Yeah, that's bad. I think you could say that. All I know is I'm always stunned.
What's wrong with that picture, right?
I'm just stunned to hear people who actually are troubled by the word influence, as if it doesn't have a place in society.
Right.
And the fact is, of course it does. And that's one of the things I enjoyed about writing this latest book, was I've spent 20 years telling you how to influence people, but if you don't believe you need to influence people, then we have to sit down and have a conversation.
I've done business with people for years, and they loved me, or they wouldn't have kept doing business with me, but every time I still had to put the pen in their hand, form their fingers around it, and then bump their elbow to get them to sign.
Right. And then a year later, they came
They're
up
back again. It's not like they didn't like it. It's the role that is played. It's one of the roles that is played to make the marketplace go round and round.
Well, absolutely. And something we have to remember, that if there wasn't this thing called fear of change out there that's holding people up, we wouldn't need to have to influence people.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get that definition out again right now, which is, if I'm influencing you, Jim, for only my good, okay, then I'm manipulating you.
Right.
But if I'm trying to get you past your fear of change and get that new book of yours published this proper way, and you can't see that, then I'm going to use every skill I've got, because I believe in my solution,
right,
to influence that decision, and you're going to thank me for it over and over again for the rest of your career.
Well, and the thing is, speaking of the book, I've sent the book out to a number of people. I call them my hard-headed SOBs, because I know they're going to come back and tell me the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them have influenced me to do certain things. Some of the things that they tried to influence me to do, I rejected. But some of the things they told me to do, I've done that. So they influenced me.
And
we're going to have a better product because of it.
Sure. That's why.
Isn't that the payoff, to have a better product because of it?
Sure. And I know that you talk to small businesses every single day. That's what our businesses are about. We have our niche. We have our thought, our idea, our specialty. We're subject matter experts. But we have to realize that not everybody just sees that because we walk in the room. Their arms are folded,
right,
and they need to be influenced and persuaded. And please, there's nothing wrong with that word, unless you don't believe in what you're persuading them to do.
And professional influencers have lots of different ways of applying it. And to this person, it's a lot more subtle. To another person, it's a lot more aggressive. I mean, you and I have had customers where if you didn't bring your boxing gloves to the room, you couldn't stay in the room with them.
right.
And you had other people where you had to walk in, you know, with your pinky in the air, you know.
Yeah.
It's that's a professional influencer knows how to interact with people in applying the influence.
Right. Actually, one of the last chapters in my book deals with personality and deals with the pacing of a conversation. But I think the interesting part is, although I'm a big fan of Myers-Briggs and DISC and some of these models, the fact is I don't really care who I am. Okay, I have to read who Jim Blessingame
is. Right.
And then adapt to his style of communication. If
yep.
I can read, that's where the read is. It's not on me. It's on you.
The best influencers, the most successful professional influencers, are chameleons.
Well, they are. And
now, that's not to say they don't stand for something. It just means that they're capable of making adjustments.
Right. And by the way, so do professional speakers like myself. If I'm giving a presentation in Minnesota, I speak at one rate of speed. Mm-hmm. If I take that same presentation to an audience in New York, that speed is getting picked up a
bit.
You
better pick up the pace.
Well, they're going to throw me right out of there.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's going to throw me right out of there if I jump up and down like a rodeo clown.
It's because they're Minnesota nice, right?
That Minnesota nice. Both places are wonderful, but I have to read that audience. Read my clients.
Influence has its place, folks, and you know that if you're out there accomplishing your sales goals, you know that. Hey, Rob, I need that website one more time.
www.jolles.com.
Good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Great talking to you, Jim.
Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen. How to Change Minds. That's his new book. Make sure to check that out wherever books are sold. We got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. It ain't me. It ain't me. I
ain't no fortunate boy. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.